Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the ranch or dealer nearest you.
Well, today's cattle futures market actually caught a bid here and rallied a little bit to finish the week. June, we were up about 50 points at 117.10. Really quiet trading day for the live cattle market. The August up 40, October up 30, D's up 12. Feeder cattle were the strongest in May, up $1.32 at 137.07. The August up 82. Still seems like some hedge pressure or hedge interest coming in here. People selling futures just to ride this cattle on feed report, which comes out today after the close. The estimates on feed as of May 1st is 105% of last year. So that's, 104% last year. So it's a little bit higher. The placements are estimated around 121% of last year. And the marketed in April, 133%. So one thing to note, though, is that last year was when the market kind of broke down due to all the COVID closures and the packing plants closing. So these big numbers, you know, 21% larger placements and 33% larger marketed is not necessarily a real reflection of what's going on with, because it's relative to what we saw last year. So keep that in mind. That report comes out at 2 p.m.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Here at Great Plains Kubota, we've got a great selection inventory. And although our more popular tractors, such as the affordable Kubota L2501DT, are quickly selling, our family of full-line Kubota dealerships receive tractor shipments weekly. Need a cab to stay warm while you work? All GP locations have a huge variety of hardworking Kubota utility and ag tractors for this upcoming winter. Be sure to check out our newest Kubota dealership in Norman, just off 35, or visit us online at gpkubota.com. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Today's grain futures a little bit under pressure here. We had corn down about 4 to 6 cents with December corn at 546.5. The beans 3 to 5 cents lower. They've actually been really resilient today and kind of held their own. The wheats are down 3 to 4 cents. This Kansas quality wheat tour 2 weeks later than normally is done, so that could have somewhat of an impact, but they're calling for really big yields in Kansas. Some are saying the biggest in 20 years. So it'll be interesting to see. Typically, when you have a really good yielding crop, you have a low test weight crop. But as of right now, it looks like it is going to be big. Oklahoma, pretty big crop as well. I know there are some areas that had some freeze damage, but overall, it looks like the crop is going to be pretty decent. Today's cotton futures are a little bit higher, actually. October's up 248. December's up 106. The October, if you recall, a couple years ago or 10 years ago, was the one that really blasted out here and went really, really high. But October is not a very viable contract. Most people look at the December, and it's up 103 at 8302. The stock markets today are up. Today, we're up 120 on the June Dow. The S&P is up about a point. Crude oil is bouncing back today up $1.68 at 63.62. But commodities, all but the ag sector, have caught a little bit of a bid.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves potential risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.